listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are taking callers this hour. Our caller number is 512-248-8252. And guys, we already have a caller on the line. Wow. Rhonda in Missouri here on line 9. Good morning, Rhonda.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good. I have a question about squirrel control in your garden. Because
22 works
squirrel
good.
Control.
What? 22. Okay. I'm like, that took...
Yeah,
I don't have any guns, so that
too.
Took me a second. Okay. Yeah, I know, right? I'm ready. I'm about ready, too, because they, you know, all over in the winter, they planted corn in there, and now they're coming back to get it, I guess. Anyway.
Yep, I would guess they are.
I went to a store, and I bought some of this liquid fence. It's all-purpose animal repellent. It's granular.
Yeah.
Harmless.
Yeah.
Apparently it's harmless to plants and animals, but then I got it back here and I read the precautionary statements, and it doesn't look like it's safe for humans. So who's going to put it on there, right? I mean, there's all these precautions, like, you know.
Rhonda, I can tell you one thing that works, and it doesn't involve any guns. In Orange, where I grew up when I was little, we had orange trees and mango trees, and they actually provided an income for us. And at 7 or 8 years old, when I was strong enough to operate them, we would put out rat traps every day with peanut butter on the trigger.
Do they kill them? Because I ain't picking up. I don't want.
Yeah, they kill them. That's the idea.
Oh, I can't do that. I want to get rid. I want to boot them out naturally. And I read about a decoy garden. But then I'm like, they're going to go tell their friends, and then I'm going to have more squirrels.
I remember that guy calling up saying we should pay the Mexicans not to come here. Yeah, that's what that is. So, yeah, listen, there is no, what you're looking for only exists in heaven. So I can tell you I put out liquid fence, it doesn't work. Unless you put it, you can do it, but you got to build a wall with it 10 feet tall, and then you got to grease it so they can't climb it. So no, it's not going to work. So
what about
cayenne pepper? What are you going to put it on your food?
I mean, would you taste it if you put it in the soil? That's where they're digging.
No, but they don't care about that. When we keep the deer off of the ornamentals by using cinnamon cayenne tea, and we make it, we strain it, and then we spray about every week or 10 days all of our ornamentals. You're going to taste it all right. If you get upwind of it, if that mist hits you in the face, it's going to you're going to get pepper sprayed. And so, yeah, you can't put it on your food. Otherwise, you can't eat the food. That's just way too much. Where are you from?
St. Peter.
Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Weird. Well, okay.
Yeah.
I will tell you that you have chicken wire around your garden.
We have it fenced in, but that's trying to keep them out. And I thought about putting that around the boxes, but then I thought, why should I be inconvenienced, you know? May that 22 sound a lot more...
No, you can...
more appealing right now, you know what I'm saying? Anyway...
You could try a BB gun. BB guns are very annoying, and they do tend to shoot pretty straight these days. And you shoot them with a BB gun, they'll probably run off, but then a couple hours later, they'll probably be back. If you want to get more aggressive, an air rifle is legal. My son, one lives in Ladue, the other lives Richmond Heights, and they both use air rifles for this. So that's
okay,
one thing.
Maybe I'll do that.
A cat. I'll tell you what they don't like is cats. So
I have a cat named Boo.
Well,
but he's too sweet.
But your cat doesn't go.
Oh, he
is
goes
your cat
in the
going
garden.
Outside?
Yeah, he goes in the garden.
Well,
but
he must not be spending
more
much time.
He's more of an indoor
there.
Kitty cat. I got in trouble one time for a leash law. So you know how that goes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, probably you just need to move a little further out and get mean. But you know, my brother lives in St. Peter, so.
Mhm. What about? I mean, I know this sounds weird, but I read online. I wanted to verify all these options with you. I have this kind of weird scarecrow and owl, and fake. Would that do it? You think?
It seems to do it for a while, and then
for a while,
then they figure
they get
out.
Wise,
then they
right?
figure out. Yes, like an owl. Yeah, they. It works for a couple of weeks, and then once they figure out nothing's going on, they don't care anymore.
Yeah. Okay, I know, right? Yeah. They're not really stupid, I don't think. So, anyway, okay,
maybe I
will get one of those air gun thingies. So, all right, well, thanks. Well, appreciate it.
All right,
ma'am.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well.
Okay.
Do we have anybody else waiting?
Yes, we do. We have Sherry in Kansas on line 11.
Good morning, Sherry.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning.
You know, you were just talking about taking the temperature of your soil, and I just checked on my meat thermometer, the old digital meat thermometer. It goes down to 40. So if people don't have if they have one of those, they can use that.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. Although I will say that most of these heat mats come with the probe attached. So, if you're going to put these flats in the house and your house is 70 degrees, that pretty much does it right there. You don't have to worry about this. This would be if you're working in a greenhouse, or something like that where you do have an issue where you have to get these nightshades warmed up to get germination. But inside the house, I don't have any more room inside the house for seeds. I will go once my wife moves out. She's getting pretty north. She's getting pretty annoyed with me, filling up the family room with seeds, flats of seeds.
Might be the one moving out.
Yeah, well, I don't know who's going to water the plants. I guess that's not a consideration.
She may throw them out the door after you.
Yeah, they'll just be out there in the rain. It'll be fine. Yeah.
The other thing I had was I heard this. I think it was, within the last week or two, that China is talking about creating their own digital currency and making it mandatory. And they said there's an awful lot of Chinese that hold Bitcoin. And if they did that,
the
price of Bitcoin would really go down. So that's something to consider. If you're going to buy
it'll only be temporary, Sherry.
Yeah, I don't know that would be the case, but I don't necessarily believe the Chinese hype. They have been talking about creating a gold-backed crypto for a long time, which might be okay, although I really don't know if that's what they're going to do. Our government's going to create a crypto, which probably won't have any effect on Bitcoin either. It's just more nonsense, more unlimited phony money.
See, the Chinese is talking about forcing their people out of not letting them use Bitcoin. internally.
I could see the price of Bitcoin go down if they were able to enforce that. I'm not sure that it would go down. I think, like Tim said, it would be very temporary. India, here's something. India just made it illegal again. They don't want anybody in India to own Bitcoin, which actually it had the opposite effect. You tell Indians that they can't have Bitcoin, they start buying it like mad. So I'm not sure how this is going to work.
One thing that they were talking about on Farron's show, they gave this 25 reasons about this COVID deal, why it isn't real or why it isn't an epidemic. To me, how can it be an epidemic or even a problem if they're making everybody here get tested, but they let in all these illegals, and they don't test them?
Right.
And they're probably going to release them around the country. So.
Oh, yeah.
They are releasing them around the country, Sherry.
Yeah, they just, these people, the government, they just don't care. You know, they're all about retaining control and power. It has nothing to do with your well-being, I promise you that.
No.
What I was going to say is,
Sherry, the reason they're calling it a pandemic is that they've officially redefined what a pandemic is. They now go by not the number of people getting sick, but how widespread it is around the world. So they've completely redefined it. It would not be a pandemic pre-2008.
And I heard it wasn't an interview with this Dr. Dave Martin himself, but it was a guy talking about an interview that Dr. Martin did with a lady from the Weston A. Price Foundation. And he says that you really have to read their papers and not just go by what the media says, because he was talking about, how, of course, it not really being a vaccine and everything, but he was talking about if they are, they can't have it not declared a public emergency, because if it is, then they can't give the vaccine, then they can't do these fake tests, because these tests are under the emergency thing, too. And their just whole thing falls apart. So they can't let up on calling it an emergency and a pandemic and stuff. Because it's...
It is. You're absolutely correct, Sherry. And the little ray of sunshine I'm seeing is you look at states like Florida and Texas, where the governors have wised up to the scam. And they're just not playing anymore. And that's the good part. And they're coming back economically, especially Florida. And the people, the tourist industry, loves the fact that their patrons don't have to wear masks, which is fantastic. You got people coming from the north where if you step outside of your house without a mask on, you get fined, and from out west, they go to Florida and they're free, and they're loving it. And Florida is really starting to gain economically.
Yeah. Back to the gardening thing. I really want to encourage, I've got several of those wall of waters or water tunnels. People call them you fill these things with water.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
It stands up, yeah. Oh,
anyway,
that's a good question. Yeah, what's a wall of water? I think they're called a wall of water.
I started my, you can do tomatoes. You could start them now inside those things.
Yeah.
And
right,
you could even do cucumbers. I've done cucumbers this early. start them. And one thing you can do is you can start some, you can put your main plant in the center and start the others, sink peat pots with potting soil and stuff in them around it, and then pull them. And so transplant them, you know, other places.
Yes.
So they won't take up so much room.
There are ways to do these things. That's a fact. The problem that I have is that I'm trying to mimic what I see people like Curtis Stone doing and other market gardeners. Because if something happens, when things get weird, I'm going to wind up responsible for some number of people. And that number will be well above 10, I'm sure. So what you're kind of talking about is something that an individual might do for their own benefit, and I think that's great. Yeah, there are ways. There are many ways to do what you're doing. Yours is one. But in my particular case, what I will probably have to do will be to actually, I've got a cheap wood stove that my brother gave me. It's just a steel box, really. I forget who. It's not a Vigilant. It's one of these $200 deals. But he gave it to me for free. It's great. It looks good. I will probably put that in the greenhouse and make it a hothouse. And, you know, I will be able to provide nighttime heat in there all winter long if I want to. I'll have to put a vent stack there, of course. But, you know, I will have to have a larger place to begin seeds just because of the number of people for whom I would be responsible. But not saying there's anything wrong with what you're doing. It's great. I just wouldn't be able to do the scale. My scale will be a problem. My scale upon which I will have to work would be problematic for that technique.
Well, you should be sure in all these people that you think are going to be depending on you, you should all give them a copy of The Little Red Hen, it sounds like.
You know what? If I thought that these people would pay any attention to me, it's going to be just like children, anybody else's children. I can talk until I'm blue in the face and I'm still dead. So when they're not going to think, they're not going to get this until it's too late. And that means I'll tell you something happened yesterday. It's funnier than all get out. There is a guy named J.J. Cale, and you may be aware of him.
Blues
rock and roll artist. He's pretty cool. He did a song called Cajun Moon. It's a short little thing, and it's almost like a Gregorian chant. I swear it doesn't rise more than three or four notes in every direction. I taught it to my granddaughter yesterday in about 5 minutes, and I played guitar, and my wife saw it, and she videoed it on her phone, and she sent it to our immediate family, which is, I guess, 10. Somebody immediately put that up on Facebook, and now it's all the rage. So what I want to say is I can tell them to garden all day long, but what they really want is a song, I guess. They want to be entertained. They don't want to learn anything. They want to be entertained.
You guys have a good week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
All right.
Bye, Sherry. Okay, guys.
Who do we have next, sweetie?
We have Francis in North Carolina on line 9.
Good morning, Francis.
Hello, folks.
Good morning.
I hope I got you a good point when you're having fun.
Yeah, we are.
You did what?
All right, Francis, hold on to the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. At the moment, we are on the line with Francis in North Carolina. Okay, go ahead, Francis.
Hey, folks, once again, as far as the situation with having your seedlings start in the one room of the house, whether it be a family room or whatever, just make sure you clean up after yourself and there shouldn't be an issue. The only thing that there would be an issue is that they get to reap the rewards of what you planted when it starts growing and producing. So there's a two-edged sword to that scenario, so I find that comical. But, hey, that's just me. And I have to agree, as far as the situation with having a mouse, you know, either outside or outside or whatever concerned, having a feline or two or whatever does prove to be very helpful compared to using a regular snap trap for mouses and all that stuff and so forth. Been that route, didn't care for it. It's like, oh my gosh, you know. And the irony is that they now have like a metal trap that they crawl into and they can't get out and so forth. You know, mouses are smart to a certain point, but they're not bright. The only thing they have in their favor is speed, and that's it.
Yeah.
From the experience that I've had. And so when they have also these traps that are sticky and they get stuck in the adhesive or whatever, some people it might be fine with, but for me, no. That's like torture with water or torture with who knows what for a human. I can't go that route. I just don't have a cat that likes to have a moving target to play with and let them have at it. Hey, it's a biological function, so go for it.
Yeah.
As far as the thing about what states is doing what as far as mandates go, I had to applaud those states that have actually started using their brain cells for a change. I had to applaud them. I'll be glad when North Carolina finally snapped, well, the governor of North Carolina actually snaps out of his little stupor of financial gain over this tripe and so forth, for that matter. However, meanwhile, as far as gardening goes, you know, I have to admit one thing. Actually, there's two things about gardening I have to admit. One, when you get out there in the garden, whether it be a regular ground-level garden or raised garden bed, it doesn't matter what type you have a preference for. It's exhilarating to get out there in the soil and work with the plant folks, to work with the greenery, whether it be something that you cultured from seed or something that Mother Nature says, hey, I'm going to plant this here or there and then see what happens or something of that sort, as long as it's not detrimental. The other aspect is, and I think a lot of people really need that, as far as the gardening part goes, because it actually connects them back with where they came from. Ooh, scary thought. Scary thought. The other aspect is I'm having to do research about how to deal with ants in your garden bed, especially when they weren't there to begin with and they decided to pop up, you know, in your garden bed after you've already started getting the whole bed set up between manure of who knows what type, as long as it wasn't a meat-derived manure and so forth, for that matter, as well as, like, your leaves, which I've come across, ironically, was called gardener's gold, that come off the trees in the fall, in the winter, and so forth, which is a riot, especially when they decompose and so forth. But the aspect of having to look up information regarding ants in the garden bed and getting them to move on to another location. So whenever your plants are starting to pop out and bloom and finally start producing veggies and all that kind of good stuff, so when you go start checking those out, you don't have to hose them down with water to make sure you get the ants off of them before you start plucking them from the garden so you don't get nipped by an ant in the process. So if you folks have any insight about that as far as ants are concerned, that doesn't involve spraying pre-tail what that's harmful against this but not harmful against that, I'm all ears, so to speak.
Rick, you got any suggestions?
Yeah. Well, have you tried taro? Taro is not something that you want on your plants, but... we have great luck with taro. It's a syrup. If you put it in a dish and put it where they can get to it, normally what they'll do is they will come and they'll roll it up in balls and carry it back to the nest, and they'll wipe the whole nest out. Usually the nest is somewhere deep underground. We have great luck with taro. I think it's T-E-R-R-O syrup. You might give that a shot, but just keep it in a dish so it doesn't get on your soil.
Okay, hold on, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, we have about an hour. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. At the moment, we're speaking with Francis in North Carolina. Go ahead, Francis.
Hey, I appreciate the input about the syrup and so forth. That was fantastic because, quite frankly, it reminded me when you mentioned about that of the time that we were at a, I call it a compartment, but it's actually an apartment complex or whatever, and being on the second floor when you have a lot of rain, the ants will start going for higher ground to find a source of food. And so we had a trail of ants going into the compartment. And so the only way I could get them to leave was to get a bowl of water, put sugar into it, just plain table sugar, and make it really heavy, and let them basically OD on it and then march their tails out of the place. And believe me, that really shortened that trip big time. Now that we're out in the country, I found out, I learned something else that I didn't know before, is that if you have an issue with ants coming indoors of your house, cinnamon. It don't matter what kind of cinnamon it is. It don't have to be pricey or anything. Cinnamon sprinkled on the trail. helps to get them out of there. Reason being, it confuses their pheromone trail that they leave behind for everybody else to follow to go where they're supposed to be going to collect what they need or want or whatever. And
what's your
pheromone trail? There's another insect that uses the pheromone trail. I can't think of what the critter is. But this, I come across it by accident, and I thought, what the heck? Give it a whirl. I was stunned at the results of that. And I was like, holy cow, wish I'd known that before. But well, in short,
as far as outside your garden goes,
you can, pardon?
Outside in your garden, though, or is that where you're having problems with your ants?
At the moment, yeah, not indoors.
Okay, you might try putting some rice out. The ants eat the rice. They eat the rice,
oh, right.
And then when they drink the water, it swells up in them and kills them. Yeah.
Oh.
We used to use it all the time in Florida.
Yeah, grits do the same thing.
Yeah, grits will do the same thing. Just sprinkle them out in your garden, and when they eat it, it swells up inside them, and poof.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I'll have to keep that in mind. Oh, my gosh. What a deal.
Yeah, cheap way to do it.
I was going to say, I learn something new every day. Until the day I draw my last breath, I'll keep learning. Anyway, I got to let you folks go. Have fun, play hard, and if you don't mind, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go. Sounds good.
We don't mind.
Okay, thank you, Francis. Who do we have next, Lori?
We have Tom in Utah on line 11.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, sir.
Hi, kids. You're all kids to me, anyway.
I know.
Anyway, Rick, maybe you can answer this, too. My experience also with my father running a large poultry farm, mice didn't really have their way in the poultry farm.
No.
Poultry. So the small rodents are terrified of that big vulture of the barnyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should be.
They get snakes and lizards and mice and voles. You know, if I catch a mouse or a vole, I throw it in a chicken coop just to see how fast they can get it.
See, that's part of the education I gave to the Native Americans in the Four Corners when the hantavirus was in the kangaroo mouse. They were trying to figure out how they were ending up with the infection. And I reminded them that the chicken loves to eat the mouse, and if the mouse is infected, that's the pathway to you.
Now, that would be true.
But chickens are pretty good rodenticides if the rodents are not excessively large.
Right.
So if you can, you know, chickens are like kids. You got to manage them, right?
Right.
You run them into your garden while the insects or the pests are there. And then once they've cleaned those out, they'll start pecking at your tomatoes. That's the time you kind of herd the chickens back into their moat. I don't know if I told you, my father, we would build a fence around the garden, then a fence around the fence. And while there were lots of insects, you know, tomato hornworms, grasshoppers, we'd run them through the garden. They'd eat that first. And then once they cleaned that out, we'd have to shoosh them out into the moat. They would be there in that area where the grasshoppers and the other insects that were headed towards the garden would be caught in that space where the chickens were. And a lot of the grasshoppers that were trying to fly through would be actually consumed by the chickens before they got through.
Right.
And people say, well, grasshoppers fly. And I said, well, you ever seen a chicken make its way up to the barn roof?
Yeah. Well, they'll jump for them, that's for sure. Guineas will, too.
Right. Anyway, that's just my additional animal of pest control.
Well, it does work. I'll tell you that for a fact.
But, of course, now the only other thing I have to tell you is the standard of disease transmission is beast into beast. By the way, that's why they're not worried about these people coming across the border, because they know casual contact does not work. Unless you're having sex or cannibalizing those Mexicans, you're not going to get whatever they're bringing. And that is true of even each other. It is so heartbreaking for me to just sit but watch all this nonsense being spread throughout the populace, that we can't be in contact with each other. Do you know that Christ was a super spreader?
I'm sure he was.
He went from one sick individual to another, gave them a blessing, and never worried about transmitting a disease from one sick individual to another. Even the centurion's wife, who was basically comatose in her fever, he went and laid hands upon her and then went out and blessed others. So what does God know?
There's no question that Christianity is a great help in many ways. As a practicing Catholic, I'm not allowed to cannibalize or have sex with Mexicans.
By the way, in the old form of the Eucharist, how is it that the Catholics have not become extinct?
Well, I have theories on
from the same cup.
It was I assume that was a hypothetical question. I mean, I could answer it, but I think you know the answer.
Go for it.
Oh, well, I mean, there's no way on the planet that you're going to get anything whatsoever from the body or blood of Christ. It's just not going to happen. I have been doing this now for, 40 years, and I've never once gotten sick doing it. I think if I can be a lab rat, I see this happening, you know, all over this city every single day of the week. And it just now for the time being, at least at my church, we are not drinking wine on Sunday morning. It's simply a host. But, you know, having said that, you know, there we sit, you know, in various pews, and it's not going to happen. It's just not. You know, for those people that think this is some sort of an accident, just a lucky accident, in a laboratory, lucky accidents just simply, not really. It's hardly a, you know, we're not a control group, so, you know, it's just, this is just the way things are. You know, you're underestimating the power of God. You know, God will do whatever he pleases, and he's not going to be undone by a virus created by the deep state or a chicken or anything.
Well, the rule absolutely is, and it's been that way for eternity, disease transmission is beast into beast, not beast to beast, but beast into beast. Blood into blood, flesh into flesh. The casual contact does not allow it. See, God in his wisdom made these pathogens vulnerable to sunlight, oxygen, and cosmic energy. Exposure to the elements does them in. They have to be encapsulated in the fat, flesh, and blood, or the body fluids of the beast. So if you want to avoid the disease, don't infuse the beast into you. And that's why it's safe to take and put your lips on that cup or that goblet, that vessel at the Eucharist, even though your neighbor's put his lips on there, because God in his wisdom made your saliva a frontline chemical process of your immune system. You put your saliva on a slide full of bacterial infected milk, for example, and you watch those bacteria stop. They'll begin to decompose because your saliva is lysemic. God in his wisdom made you the most sanitary creature on the planet. And you can kiss each other.
I told my parents when I was 16 that kissing girls was good for me, and they did not believe me. And so, you see, I'm right. I turned out to be right.
Yeah, when you're taking the sacrament, you're basically kissing a person through that vessel, aren't you?
Yeah, you basically are.
God put no restrictions on that. His only advice is to avoid
the
blood.
I appreciate the call, Tom. There are a couple more things that I wanted to get straightened out about 90 days before we close the show, because we're getting into that.
By the way, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong wrapping your lips around a nightshade.
No, and I'm going to do it too. Nothing like a tomato sandwich, man, to get you going, to get you right. All right, thanks, Tom.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, Rick, what'd you want to go into, buddy?
Well, the nightshades. You know, we've got my tomatoes are popped up, and I'll probably keep them till about May 1. I want some fairly decent starts. I started on time, and I believe that I will have them ready on time. When you do, now I want to remind you, now for those of you that already know this, I apologize. When you plant a tomato plant, we plant them very deep. You don't. You take them out of the cell, and there you have a cube of soil. You have a root ball. For those people that dig a hole and plant that root ball level with the ground, they're making a mistake. Typically, I will trim off. There will be two little tiny bottom leaves. Those two little bottom leaves were the original two leaves. I just clip them off and get all that into the ground, because if you can believe this, that tomato plant will put roots off all the way up that stem to the soil level. So what we generally wind up doing is putting about half of the tomato plant in the ground. And then you get a much larger root structure. The other thing I want to remind everybody about is, you know, everybody cries and complains about blossom end rot, the big black thing that your whole body of your tomato turns black. That's just a calcium deficiency. That's all that is. When you plant your tomatoes, if you will incorporate a handful of either pelletized lime or gypsum in there, and stuff doesn't cost anything. It's cheaper than dirt. If you will put that in there, you will not have blossom end rot. Last year, a guy from church walking out of church complaining to me about, you know, his tomatoes kept coming. He's here, he was waiting for it to get ripe, waiting, pick it, and then the whole bottom half is black. Okay. And he says, what the heck am I going to do about this? And I said, it's just a calcium deficiency. 2 weeks later, he texted me back and said, you're right. It's all over. Everything's fine now. So, you know, plant your tomatoes deep and use some form of calcium, whether it's lime or gypsum. Either one will work. That's basically ready for the plant to take up. The other wonderful thing, as I mentioned last week, or was this a text amongst the children, is that lime improves the plant's ability to uptake everything else. So if you're going to use...
I didn't know that.
It does. So if you're using the Mittleiter gardening process, the pre-plant mixture is a combination of Epsom salts, which is magnesium, mostly it's pelletized lime, and then a little bit of borax, a little boraxo, and that's the pre-plant. So that improves what you're really doing is there you're setting the stage for the plant to be able to, you know, eat and drink well, and that's why that's done. If you really just for some reason can't do the pre-plant mix, which is really not difficult at all, then you just
cheap.
Use the pelletized. It is cheap, and Epsom salts, once again, you'll find that plants are almost always magnesium deficient. And so, by using the pre-plant system, you're taking care of a number of problems before they even begin. but at the very least under your tomatoes, you would use lime or gypsum. The pre-plant, this bag, 5 pounds of lime, 4 ounces of Epsom salts, and a half of an ounce of borax. That's what it is. That's all it is. Those three things, right. you can use this on flowers. You can use this on vegetables. You can use it on anything. And you can't really overdo it because there's no nitrogen in here, so you can't burn anything. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's our last break. We'll be back in a few minutes to close out the show.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. Okay, gentlemen, it's time to close out our show. Rick, would you like to go first?
Yeah.
And I'll
see if you can provide yourself with a corn sheller and a grain mill. Whether you plant field corn or sweet corn, you would plant it in squares or rectangles, not one long straight row, because every piece of silk that goes down through the corn goes to one kernel of corn. So when the tassel at the top sprinkles pollen, it hits those silks, and that's what gives you excellent germination and a full ear of corn. Okay, that's my my secret tip for the day. And our prayer. Holy Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you, Rick. Very appropriate.
Yeah, not at all. Okay.
Okay, Lori, go ahead.
Yeah, show,
huh? Hey, as always, please remember our men and women in uniform and their families, also the homeless and the elderly at this time. Also, I'd like to thank Extendivite, our sponsor, and also RBN. If you can donate to RBN monthly, that would be great. It helps, believe it or not. Other than that, all I can say is happy gardening and God bless, and everybody stay safe till next week.
Thank you. All right, folks. A couple of things real quick. One, we still have plenty of the COVID-19 masks in stock. These are the mosquito netting masks, you know, so you can breathe and comply at the same time. Most of the time, at least, go to ruralsurvival.life, ruralsurvival.life. Upper left-hand side, you'll see a link that'll tell you all about the mask, and you can order if you wish. So we hope you take advantage of that. And other than that, folks, you know, keep your head on a swivel. Pay attention to your community, your local area, and what's going on globally and nationally. You know, forearmed is forewarned. And that really is about it. We will be back same time, same channel next week. I want to throw out a big welcome to Sam, our new engineer that has replaced Ken. So, you know, Sam, thank you. We'll be talking later on and about some bumper music choice. Excuse me. But anyway, folks, that's it. Hope everybody has a great week ahead and a great weekend. So have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.